AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Sentencing has started in Minneapolis.
Now before the court, the state of Minnesota versus Derek Michael Chauvin.
The former Minneapolis police officer was convicted for the death of George Floyd. Floyd's 7-year-old daughter, Gianna, gave a victim impact statement by video.
How did my dad get hurt?
Do you wish that he was still here with us?
Yeah, but he is.
Through his spirit?
Yes.
Some legal experts predict Chauvin could get 20 to 25 years. He's also awaiting trial on federal civil rights charges. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava says the work goes on through the rubble of the condo building that collapsed.
These first responders are going in through tunnels. They're working from the top. They're working from the bottom. It has to be done very, very carefully.
The mayor says 159 people are unaccounted for near Miami. At least 4 people have died. Authorities in Germany say a man armed with a long knife killed 3 people and injured several others, some seriously, in the southern city of Würzburg before being shot by police and arrested. Vice President Kamala Harris is at the U.S.-Mexico border. She says she inherited a tough situation at the border.
In 5 months, we've made progress. But there's still much more work to be done. But we've made progress.
A migration spike has drawn fire from Republicans and made fellow Democrats uncomfortable. President Biden is set to meet at the White House with top Afghanistan leaders in a show of support for their government amid escalating Taliban violence as the U.S. speeds up its withdrawal of troops to end America's longest war. The College World Series game between Vanderbilt and North Carolina State was delayed an hour after the NCAA pushed back the start time so it could complete health and safety protocols. ESPN reports NC State had at least one player test positive for the coronavirus. This is AP News. Health officials granted emergency use of an antibody drug for patients with the most dangerous cases of the coronavirus.
The FDA has authorized the drug Actemra from Roche for hospitalized patients who are already receiving steroid drugs, oxygen, and other measures to fight COVID-19. It's actually been approved for arthritis and several other diseases, but it will help inflammation, which is the driver of COVID-19. Studies have shown by adding this other treatment, there's a reduced risk of death and hospitalization time was cut. I'm Shelley Antler.
Astronauts finished unfurling a new pair of solar panels outside the International Space Station, making their third spacewalk in just over a week. NASA's Shane Kimbrough and Francis Thomas Piquet successfully installed the second in a series of powerful solar wings that should keep the space station running for the rest of the decade. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.